Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jason Kelce here. Let's talk. And by the way, we're going to get to this Bryce Harper situation also. What Bryce said after the game yesterday, what Rob Thompson said after the game yesterday. I mean, that was scary stuff yesterday. We'll hit that in a moment. Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Jason, thank you for everything you did. In addition to being a legend on the field, you seem like a wonderful father. My wife and I are expecting a son this fall, and I hope to be as good of a dad as
yeah,
seems,
man. Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And, way to go,
Mr.
Drew.
Mr. Richie, happy belated birthday. I know I didn't get to talk to you yesterday. So
thanks, man.
Hope you enjoyed your day.
I did. That's way to go about the
yeah,
the
happy
son,
birthday.
Too. That's
a big I think deal. We knew
oh,
that, right?
You.
Did we?
Yeah, Drew
we
told
this.
Us. Drew
yeah.
told us this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, Drew, you want to...
Richie might have been off, though. Richie
okay.
might have been off
all
when
right.
it happened, because it was in that time period where Richie was off.
Because otherwise, I'm going to blast through. Like, Drew, you're going to call us in 2 weeks and tell us again.
He was talking to Jason Kelce about being a dad.
For the 24th time, congratulations, Drew.
My daughter starts kindergarten today. Can I get a congratulations?
Seltzer, congrats to your daughter and your wife.
Right? Way more my wife than me, that's
right.
Sure.
To your wife. All right, Drew, what do you got on the birds?
Yeah, so with the birds, look, I definitely have a lot of nerves and trepidation, but I am. There's two things that make me really optimistic. I wanted to, I'll share the first one. I'll let you react. I just think it's so cool to have two star receivers. You know, how many times over the past 20 years did we just look at a roster and the, receiving unit was maybe subpar.
Well, in Eagles history, it's incredibly rare. I mean, look, Mike Quick and Chris Carter was something. Now, Chris Carter was on the younger side, but coming up. Now, obviously, Macklin and Deshaun was pretty damn good. Where I thought they struggled, in part due to their height, was in the red zone. That team would go up and down the field 20-20. They get in the red. Like, Deshaun was below average when the ball was at the 10-yard line. He just wasn't tall. So, these guys, I like the combination of AJ's strength, of Devontae's smoothness and route running. I mean, it is a potent. I mean, listen, there's, since he's got it, there's a couple teams, but this one is Johnny Wilson, top of the line.
Johnny Wilson's going to be a huge deal, too. Johnny Wilson not just going to maul people in the run game, but that's
well, John Dotson is the third receiver, too. Yeah. I mean, they upgraded there. Really,
and then
the
there's Goddard. And then there's Saquon out of the backfield. There's options. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you here, my man. Best scene in a movie or show with a flying vehicle?
Yeah, you got it. The comedy movie Bridesmaids. The main character goes from, like, it's supposed to be flying coach. She goes into first class and just causes, like, massive issues. So that's always a funny
one. It's a great
one.
Answer.
You got it, Drew. We're going to get a lot of good answers and already have today. All right, speaking of answers, we were all wondering when Bryce Harper got drilled yesterday, is he okay? And by the way, my answer wasn't, I think yes. My answer was like, I mean, Ray, were you not like, holy hell? You know, Bryce Harper could be out, you know.
And all these guys.
I mean, he could be. Ray is actually doing some audio for the
doing
update.
Doing audio.
James, in the moment, weren't you thinking, oh my God, he might miss the playoffs?
I was thinking of Blake Snell. Thinking of Blake Snell in that moment in San Diego when his wrist got hit and it was you could just knew he was in pain. And it wasn't quite as bad as that, but that was my first thought. So, I was like, he could be out for 3 months. Season's over.
Here's what I thought of. Carson Wentz. I thought of Eric Lindros.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of Terrell Owens.
Sure.
Now, T.O. obviously came back for the 04 Super Bowl.
But when that happened, we didn't think that was a possibility.
All right, let's listen to the moment when Bryce Harper was drilled yesterday. This was scary.
282 hitter. Oh, and this is in, and it hit him. And it got him on the left elbow. He's bent over in pain right now. And that got him on the other side. And Harper is bent down, bent over at the waist, and clutching his elbow. Now they're coming out to take a look.
All right, so he stays in the game, which is always a more of a positive than a negative. But you also know, I mean, Donovan stayed in the game and had a broken ankle, threw four touchdowns, but had a broken ankle. Carson stayed in the game, you know, threw a touchdown pass, missed the rest of the year. So staying in the game doesn't guarantee the guy's okay. He came out a short time later, did not have his next at bat. We were all ears after the game. What is going on? Let's first listen to Rob Thompson. This certainly helped me, and I think a lot of us kind of settled down.
He's fine. So it's like a precautionary thing, or could he not continue to play? I guess.
Well, it was stiffening up, so it was more precautionary.
Okay.
I mean, I think he could have continued on if we really had to.
All right. So that is good. I mean, that's really good. Let's also listen to Bryce. I mean, he's obviously a warrior, wants to play. Sounds like he's going to continue to, but maybe they need to pull him back a bit. Here's Bryce after the game.
Everybody goes through bumps and bruises during the season, and it's that time of year kind of. So, obviously, we're not far enough, in this division to be able to take the days and do those kind of things. So, maybe once we get there, hopefully we have a couple days.
All right, we'll see if he plays in the next game. We'll see if at some point, as he mentioned, they give him a couple days. You know, the division's not really as much a thing right now. It's the Dodgers and the Brewers in the fight for home field advantage in the bye. Jason, let me ask you this. And again, Jason Kelce with us here. You had an incredible run of not missing games, which for your position is particularly, like I said, incredible. Looking back, do you think you ever played in a game when you should not have?
Yeah, I think I probably shouldn't have come back from my sports hernia as fast as I did. I played 5 weeks after surgery on that, and I couldn't run during practice. I had to, take anti-inflammatories before the game, and it got me to a point that I felt like I could play. But looking back, it's not like it was a health threat. Like, the trainer signed off and the doctor signed off. It wasn't that. It was more just like I don't think I was as effective as I should have been.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have been playing, it might have been better for David Moeller, the backup, to play in some of those games early on. I think outside of that, I had a torn bursa sac. I never played through anything that I felt was like really truly a health risk. I think you have pain, and there's things you can do to mitigate pain within reason, and then you have like truly injured things that are like, hey, if I play on this, this could screw my ankle or knee up forever. And I never played through something like that.
How did you know that? Is it because you asked, hey,
yeah, you talked to the doctors.
If I play, this will not make it worse, correct?
Correct, bursa sac in my knee, swelling, really significant. We played on a short week Thursday in Detroit, and I still remember waking up in intense pain because for some reason that swelling is really pushing on a nerve. And I asked them, like, you know, is this anything wrong with my knee? And they're like, no, this is just your body naturally feeling that swelling in there and kind of shutting down, right? So your knee as a structure is fine. So from there,
so that was, hey, we'll just take the sewing needle and
pull as much as we can out. I think that there was some other thing. I don't want to get too much in, but everything
it's
that
pretty
I,
gross. Yeah, and it doesn't feel good.
People
when it
are
happens,
eating breakfast
but it
right
feels
now.
So much better after it happens.
It does. And then on game day, even though, I mean, up until probably 30 minutes before the game, I didn't know if I was going to be able to play. And I think the swelling was still there and the pressure was still there. And ultimately, though, it got to a point that I felt comfortable going out there and doing it. And I think that throughout your career, or at least throughout that run that I had, I was very fortunate that I didn't have any of those really serious things. All of them were things that I could play through. And I think there's something psychological about that, too. Like, sure. Even though I probably shouldn't have played with the sports hernia, I'm kind of like that was how I was wired.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, in my opinion, that's how the best football players are wired. Yeah. Like when you start like acknowledging you're weaker or start acknowledging some of these other things, like, or that you can't do something, that's just not how really most of the best athletes in the world.
You, absolutely. Jason, as a now talk show host, have entered what we call the Joel Embiid conversation.
Oh, gosh. Basketball's different. Completely different sport.
All right, James, for this Phillies game tonight, Phillies and Marlins, 4 weeks to go to the playoffs. James, in your opinion, who should make the decision of whether Bryce Harper plays tonight if he wants to? Bryce Harper or Rob Thompson?
Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You take it out of the player's hands in your opinion.
I think you have to. You have to.
Now, Jason, as a player, could you deal with that? If you wanted to play and your organization said, you're not playing today, how would that go for you?
If I wanted to go, I'd be pissed off initially first, of course. I think you'd want to play. But I think that, and baseball is there. I mean, again, there's 100. How many games are there?
162.
Missing a game in baseball, I think, is a lot different. I mean,
clearly.
Cal Ripken and all, like, but, you know, in football, more, every one of those games is incredibly meaningful. But I think that, anyways, if I was told I'm not playing, which I think that it just removes the decision from the player. If you think you can go, you're probably a little bit upset at first. But at the end of the day, if the doctor's not signing off on you playing, I probably actually wouldn't leave it up to Rob Thompson. I leave it up to the doctor.
Sure.
If I'm Rob Thompson, I just say, the doctor's saying that you shouldn't play. And then it's like, okay, now we know we shouldn't play.
Yeah, John, you've talked a lot. You and I have talked a lot about this type of issue through the years. I mean, Carson back in the day and others. So, I mean, this is a situation, John, I can't imagine you'd be comfortable if you're told you're not playing. But do you see now, in hindsight, how sometimes it may benefit the player and the organization to not let the player make the decision? Because that's not the way, John, you were wired at all, as recently as perhaps 2 minutes ago. Is your opinion any different?
No. My opinion of how
Your opinion has always been let the player make the decision. Has always, I mean, I've heard you say it.
Yeah, you can't tell me how my body feels.
But I can tell you I'm paying you $330 million. Yeah. I have an investment in you for this season, for the next whatever it is, 7 or 8 years, whatever's left on the contract.
Once upon a time, and there were a lot of people who felt like it was a point of pride to never let the opponent see you weakened in any way. Like, it really was honor.
Yeah,
I know. Above all else. I don't think there's much of that. I mean, or as much of that as what there
I agree.
Was.
But if there's something there, like if your MCL or something is torn and like you want to go out there and do it, and the coach is like, listen, we're not going to have you do that because if you tear it, you're out for the season. I don't know. I think that there's some injuries that the doctors probably should, especially concussions. Like now in football.
Well, clearly.
Like there's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I know that.
That changes
everything. I know that,
Richie,
it might have been different when you played.
It was.
Especially a fullback.
And so different. That one is so different now.
I'm still waiting for and I'm not saying waiting, hoping. Just someday in a Super Bowl, a quarterback, forget all the other players, a quarterback is going to suffer an injury that's like, I don't know. And are they really going to tell the quarterback in a Super Bowl, you are now
Didn't
no longer...
Didn't Terrell Davis score a touchdown with a massive concussion?
He had a migraine.
Yeah.
And they used him for about a quarter and a half as a decoy and didn't give him the ball. He was also out of there, but they put him in at the goal line as a decoy. Yeah. All right. A lot happening here. Jason Kelce with us. He'll be with us till 8:30. 215-592-9494. Coming up, a deep dive on, tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Packers. Jason's thoughts on how good the Packers are, the challenge of the game, the Brazil thing and more. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie with Jason Kelce here, as he will be every Thursday on 94 WIP. All right, Phil's back at it tonight. Now just a half a game behind the Dodgers, who lost yesterday. The Brewers also lost. The Phil's now, James, this is getting a little more chunky in a good way. The Phil's 2.5 up on the Brew Crew.
Yeah, nice win, nice loss last night.
Yep.
I'll take it.
I like it a lot.
Big series next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Brewers.
Yes, and I'll tell you this, and we know this about baseball. I mean, we just know it. I mean, pretty much so goes your pitching, so goes your team. And, Christopher Sanchez yesterday doing what he had done for a good stretch of the season. So if those four main guys can be their dudes, then obviously the Phil's, have a great shot to go extremely far. All right. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. NFL season starts tonight. KC in Baltimore. Eagles tomorrow night. Jason Kelce with us here in studio, as he will be every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. So, Jason, let's get into this game. Now,
That makes me feel like going bang, like you go
bang!
That's how you do it.
That's what you do! That is damn impressive!
That is damn impressive.
By the way, Jason...
Me!
All right, I'm going to push the game aside for a second. As tempting as that is. So you have listened to the show for a number of years. You ever get your head checked for why you listen to us? I mean, what drew you to us?
I think, like I said, I'm an early riser, so when I'm coming into the facility, this is the show that, quite frankly, is just on.
Uh-oh, is that John, that's bad
no
news.
Choice guys, in the matter.
Seltzer Sirianni's hurt all season.
This is tough, man. It's tough.
You guys were on the, and sometimes I don't have a choice because I'm in the car with Kai when I don't want to listen to it because she likes listening.
Loved Angelo. We never understood that.
I still love Angelo. Yeah. He's a character. But you guys were also on the mid show for a lot of my career. And in the off season, that's when I would be getting out of the facilities a lot. Lifting and stuff like that. So usually it's just your guys' show is on the most. So I'm listening
to it. So happenstance is the answer.
Hold on, that's great. Did Ben Simmons listen to us?
I hope not.
Me too, Jason. Me too, buddy.
Here's the one I really want to know. I want to know if...
Carson stinks!
I want to know if...
Carson Wentz is horrible!
I want to know if he listened to it. All right.
So, I also hope he did. He's a KC this year. He could mess... I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Andy Reid is a quarterback whisperer.
Can you imagine?
Hopefully he doesn't play because that means Patrick Mahomes is healthy. But if he does, I would not be surprised if you see a really good quarterback in Carson Wentz.
Isn't that where Nick Foles got back on track?
Look at any quarterback that's played for Andy Reid.
Yes.
Dating back to here, they all play well. If there's one guy that knows how to make quarterbacks play well in this league,
Carson Wentz could get out there and actually take what the defense allows. Like, he could go out there and read through it and take...
I mean, that's like a big if, though, John, because he just didn't do that for such a good stretch.
The easy stuff, the gimme stuff, moving the team down the field, matriculating us all the way to a world championship. Carson Wentz could do that.
So, Jason, as tempting
hopefully it's Pat. It's going to be a fun game tonight.
Tempting it is to talk about Carson, and we'll have a lot of time over the whole season to get into. I mean, we got a million different topics to cover, but let's drill down on tomorrow night. So before we even get to the game, let's get to the Brazil element of it. So the Brazil thing, I mean, I said this yesterday on the show. I'd love to go to Brazil if I was vacationing in Brazil. Sure. I wouldn't want WIP to send me to Brazil to work. I'd be like, well, I'd rather work in Philadelphia. So how do you think that thing factors into this game?
And
the mood.
It's a neutral site, so I don't think it's going to factor in that much. I think that it's going to factor, but I don't think that there's like an advantage for either team. I think that I always loved playing the international games. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I got tired of the monotony of like what every single other game is, but I loved when we played in London, and I loved going to my brother's games when he played in London. And it was always just a fun experience. This one, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of sound bites out. They have the wildfires happening right now. There's a lot of protesting happening in the country right now. So, like, how much are they actually going to get to experience Brazil? Probably minimal.
Would you want it week one? Like, here's my thing as a fan.
Yeah.
I loved when the Phillies played in London.
Yeah.
In June. I also know I would not have wanted them to play in London opening day. This one just feels weird to me on the beginning of the season.
Well, and what's also unique about this, and they're kind of, I think they probably scheduled it this way, but Eagles are on the Monday after this game. And typically in an international game, they always tie it up with your bye week being the next week because they know it's such an intense travel to make that happen. So it'll be interesting to see how they rebound the following week from having to make this type of move. I mean, it's a 9-hour flight there, 9-hour flight back. It's a grueling travel experience.
Yeah. Let's get to like the game itself. So, look, we know all about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers and the challenge tomorrow night. Now, it always gets a little screwy at this time of year in particular because, you know, John, we cover this every year. Like all these teams, six teams in the past, seven teams now make the playoffs. And, these seven teams are aligned for the playoffs. It's like, no, like half of them are going to make it. Half of them are going to miss it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a third of the roster gets turned over every year. So who really knows, other than like Kansas City, what anyone's got?
Sure.
But like, Jason, what do you think the Packers got? What kind of challenges tomorrow night?
Well, they ended this last year really, really hot and clicking. I mean, I think everybody saw the Dallas Cowboy playoff game and that's what this offense can be. I mean, Jordan Love is a really good young quarterback mixed in with this offense that is very run and play action friendly. I mean, listen, Jordan Love played great, but he's also, I mean, that Dallas game, there are people wide open. I mean, it was honestly a masterful scheming game, I thought.
It was remarkable.
Yeah, and I don't see Dan Quinn kind of get like the better, and I don't know if there was players messing up there, but it was an impressive performance from a coaching standpoint, I thought, what Green Bay did.
You know what it also was? Psychological warfare. You know why?
Why is that?
Coin flip. I win the coin flip.
Receive.
Give me the ball.
Yeah.
I might not normally do it, but I'm gonna psychologically spook the 53 players or 40 whatever dress, 46, 47. I'm gonna spook the coaching staff. I'm going to spook the Dallas 100,000 fans.
And it did.
I'm going to scare everybody five minutes into the game, and it did.
Mm-hmm. And it, on the road, I mean, it took the wind out of that stadium
100%.
So fast.
Yeah.
I think they're a very good team. I think I always hated as a player playing against a coordinator or a new play caller, like especially the first game, but even more importantly early in the year because, you know, what is it, Halfley or Hafley? Do you know?
I believe it's Halfley. I'm not 100%. Okay. But
So Joe Halfley, I've looked into like his background, and I know that the Eagles have probably done a lot more research than I have. But, I mean, he's been all over the place. And, you know, what are you – usually when you're going into these things and saying, okay, this guy comes from this tree, so I'm expecting this, this, and this, and these are the blitzes those guys like to run, and you kind of have a good, you know, bank of, like, what to expect. I really don't know what to expect with this.
He used a word like fearless or something when he was asked what he wanted his defenses to look like. Yeah, it sounded to me like whatever adjective he used, he sounded like he was going to send
be aggressive.
Someone. He was sent some dogs.
But it's interesting because I think that, you know, he was in San Fran with, Jets.
Sala,
thank you. And I wouldn't say that they're like a big blitzing like tree, but then he's also been in college where he probably has blitzed a lot more. So regardless, they're going to blitz the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen, and the Eagles know that. But I think that was always something I hated. But we also kind of have that advantage too. Obviously, Kellen Moore, even though he's called plays, this is a new system, and there's always new influences that happen when you're in a new building with new position coaches and other people having reference. And Vic Fangio, and his defense is multiple by nature. He's a guy that really calls defense to the strength of the pieces he has.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how the whole thing unfolds, honestly.
All right,
hold on. We hear all the time about how it's going to be different with Kellen Moore. Not so much shotgun as what we were in the past. We hear how that makes a huge difference, gives you access to a lot more runs in the run game. How much of a difference does that really make? The under center Jalen Hurts versus shotgun Jalen Hurts.
I think it all works as long as it is conducive and it all flows together and it's a well thought out thing. I think The under center thing has been proved for longer in the NFL to be a model that works at a high level. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan and all these outside zone boot, like everything marries up really well. But I also think that you can keep defenses on their toes and do things out of shotgun. I'm not one of these guys that's like, has to be under center and has to look like this. I think it all works. I think that Kellen Moore has done a lot of the under center stuff. I think if you're going to run outside zone, I prefer under center. If you're going to do some other things, you can do it out of gun and you can be creative.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whatever you do and make it look similar, but the backers have to respect under center more because the play hits faster and they have to run downhill to really stop the run, and that opens up a lot of the play action stuff behind it. I'm excited for Dallas Goedert if they do get to that. I mean, Dallas is a great tight end that, I mean, I know he's overshadowed with the two receivers that we have out wide, but he's a guy that can block and do a lot of things. And, you know, we've seen guys in the system where you're doing a lot of that run and play action, all of a sudden the tight end's numbers jump.
Yeah.
So maybe he has a great year. I'm hoping he does.
Yeah.
Right, he is an incredible tight end.
He's great. All right, Jason with us here, as he will be every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. So, Jason, final thing as we go into this. So it's just like a soccer game. Don't they have extra time for like 3 minutes?
They do, yes.
And I still can feel like, when does the game end? All of a sudden, someone just blows the whistle?
Yeah, the whistle. Yeah.
Like the clock
it's not
is
that
going
confusing.
No, it is very confusing.
No, well, the officials have the clock. We don't really know is
well,
the point.
Well, then show me on the screen how much time I got left.
Well, they don't like to do that.
It's a secret.
Well, that's why I said it's confusing.
It adds
Jason, intrigue and mystery.
Right. He knows I'm right.
Yes.
Jason, here's
it's compelling. Oh, you can see it on his face right now. Yeah.
All right, final thing here. Tomorrow night, what is this? 8:30 tomorrow, 8:15?
8:30, I believe.
All right. 8:25. They are about to play a game in 5 minutes, and you are not the they on the field. Tomorrow night, 5 minutes before kickoff, what do you think you will be feeling?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'll tell you next week. I think it'll be a mixed bag. I think it'll be excitement to see what's about to unfold and to watch those guys go out there and perform. And, you know, the first game is so big. You've spent all offseason on it, and you realize, you know, what it feels like to go out there and finally play a regular season game, and that's a big moment for those guys. What I feel, I mean, I'll probably miss not being out there. And to some extent, I'll probably be excited to be able to watch it and take it in as a fan on another level. So there'll probably be a mixed bag there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Jason, again, congratulations on the career. Thanks so much for your decision to want to be part of our show and the station. We're all obviously thrilled. It should be a heck of a year. I mean, whether they're truly great or not, they should at the very least probably be pretty darn good. Should be a very compelling season. Yep. Should be a postseason season. You know, I'll be surprised, frankly, if it's not, and that would be a disaster, and I don't think that's going to happen. Jason, we'll rock and roll the whole year with you, and thanks, buddy. Thanks awesome. For doing this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he is, Jason Kelce, every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. All right, let's go back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Mike right now. Michael, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
What's
How
up,
are
Mike?
We doing? 24
Amazing.
Hours away.
Well, 24 hours and then half a day, so that would be 32 hours.
I know, but I'm going to start pregaming really early tomorrow.
I see how it is.
God, yeah, I don't know if Jason's still there, but I just wanted to say if he's listening, Jason, just, you know, thank you for not only just being the player that you were, but in a world where kids look up to sports figures, I just want to say thank you for being a man that all us dads and parents out there can probably use you as an example of what it is to be just a good human to their kids. And good human, I mean that in every sense of the word.
I agree. And he's, you know? Yeah, he's not here now. He may be hearing you in the hallway, but I agree. I'm like, look, it's been very clear to me. I first met Jason when he was either rookie or second year. I'm pretty sure it was rookie. And I could just tell I was talking to a quality human. So I think we've all gotten that sense for, you know, over a decade now, clearly. All right, Mike, what do you got on the coming season?
So, you know, listen, we've torn apart the, you know, the roster and the talent upgrades and the OCs and Nick and everything. And in addition to all these upgrades, as competitors, I also see this as a season of redemption for these players. You know, when you compete at the highest of levels, which again, there's only one man in that studio that knows this, John, that I'm sure that there's some extra motivation, there's some extra focus. You want to prove that last year was a complete outlier, that you are still a Super Bowl quality and caliber team, that we are still in a golden era of Eagles football. We're going to look back, gents. Have we talked about like the early 2000 team? You know, right now, 20 years from now, we're going to be talking back at this era as this was the golden era of Philadelphia.
Well, it sure might be. I mean, obviously, to really truly do that, you got to tack on another Super Bowl. But I will say this, Mike.
And it's happening this year, Joe. It's happening this year.
Well, I hope so. And you know what? To your point about bouncing back, Jalen, who's been, you know, very criticized and scrutinized, but also praised in different quarters in the last few months, he has a proven history of bouncing back from some of his worst moments to some of his greatest.
Yes,
I mean, there are very few athletes I can think of where it's so clear from the college years. I mean, take that Tampa Bay playoff loss in 21. Okay, that was a disastrous game.
The 31-0 at the half game.
Yeah. And like that late pass into the end zone that got picked off. And like he came back in 22, and let's be real, he put together one of the great seasons we've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete have in any sport.
And the Jalen can't read stuff and all that. Like that was
right.
A big thing, that loss in Tampa.
But he needs to bounce back again.
Oh, absolutely
don't
he does.
Don't you feel like similarly, just like he responded to that terrible 2021 performance with a 2022 that was, you know, for the ages, where he competed all the way to the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes, and he went toe-to-toe with them. Last season for Jalen Hurts was miserable.
That was
a miserable failure. He was injured. He was trying to make do with the big brace and trying not to say anything, trying not to complain about it. Couldn't you see a season, a bounce back like we saw previously where Jalen Hurts sets his jaw and says, you know what? I'm going to go out and prove everyone wrong who doubted me because of the way last year went. I expect that response from Jalen. And I think what we saw in training camp is absolutely supporting. That's what he did.
Well,
he went out and he said, I'm going to be significantly better than what I've ever been before.
But he hasn't played a defense yet, in a game this year.
He hasn't been allowed.
And, you know,
so it might be a little slow on the uptick. Might take a while to get to where we need to be as an offense, would really bother me.
Lot. Mike, give me an answer here, man. Eagles got on that trip to Brazil, and they're there. We're talking about a scene with a plane or a vehicle of some sort in the air. What do you got, Michael?
I understand the assignment. How about Luke Skywalker firing off that 100 million shot, taking out?
Wow,
that's a 1-2 shot.
Bang,
Luke in the Death Star. Yep, and it is two shots, right? It's a double whammy in there.
I thought it was one shot.
No,
is it two?
It's boom boom. I think. All right.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't remember. Yeah,
it does feel like it's a ding ding.
Yeah, it's two. I'm pretty sure
two. And they both choo choo, and then.
It'd be great. Jalen tomorrow with Obi-Wan in his ear. Trust the Force, Jalen. Trust the Force. All right.
Force isn't real, guys. That's not going to work for us.
Reagan, is the Force real, or have you still not watched Star Wars?
I have never watched it.
It's truly unbelievable, Rhea. It really is. Like, to make it...
I will just be very honest. I'm not a sci-fi person. I never have been. Yeah. I read an Isaac Asimov book when I was young, and I loved it. And then it ended. I don't know why. I really can't give you a reason.
You went back to the father of sci-fi, and then you're done.
I did, and it was a tremendous book. It was where the robot becomes part of the family. Mm. I don't remember the name of it. Loved it.
No.
But that was it.
I remember when Alf became part of the family, but that's not a robot.
I did love Alf. Yeah. You know, okay, I do love sci-fi.
Yeah, there you go. Right. See, we got you there.
All right,
Melmac.
You know, back to Jalen Hurts, because he was just referenced by the last caller. Let's listen to Sirianni. This goes back a couple days ago. Nick Sirianni talked about Jalen Hurts and getting ready for this year and what he's done the last couple weeks. Here's Sirianni on Hurts.
Have you sort of learned, have you noticed Jalen being a little bit more engaged this year? He was on the radio earlier this week, mentioned maybe not having as much autonomy as he wanted kind of affected him. Have you noticed him being more engaged this summer?
Ever since I've been here, Jalen's been all win, trying to do everything he can do to win. So to say it's been more, to be like he's done everything he's done every year, 2021, 22, 23, he's done everything he can do to help this football team win and put every bit of his heart and soul into it. To say it's more, I see the same Jalen, the guy that is working his butt off to help us win this first game, to work his butt off to, you know, make sure this team's in good position and that he's playing that his best ball, because we know we need him to play, you know, good football for us to have a chance week in, week out. And so, I think he's had an outstanding training camp and, you know, just with everything, the way he's played, the way he's passed, the way he's led, all those different things.
That's great to hear. I mean, it really is. It's great to hear. All right. What Ron Jaworski said to us a couple days ago about what Jalen needs to improve upon from last year, the specifics of the play, we'll get to Jaws in 1 minute and what he said about Hurts the other day. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you, what a great time, obviously, to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Couple teams, you know, about to go here. Playoffs around the corner for the baseball squad. Tons of anticipation for the coming seasons. And look, we're excited about that. We're also excited to tell you about the great team at MHS Lift. MHS Lift, you know, they're leading the way in the forklift industry. They are leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley and beyond. You know, Andy and Brett Levin, phenomenal at what they do, the great team at MHS Lift. They're an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization. MHS Lift, they do it all, and MHS Lift always puts the customers first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smoothly, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift mission is simple, very simple. Provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operations moving forward. So if you're ready to elevate your business, I strongly encourage you to call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. That's 888-MHS-LIFT. Also, their website, of course, MHSLIFT.com. All right, wonderful to be with you on this Thursday morning. The season starts tonight in pro football, KC and Baltimore. For the Eagles, it's tomorrow night. By the way, we also want to remind you that it's a special and important day here at WIP because today we honor the legacy of Hugh Douglas's son, Hugh Thomas Douglas, who passed away last year. We're honoring Hugh's memory. We're asking you also to consider donating to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. This is a fund that honors Hugh's legacy by investing in youth scholarships and programs to help to help youths with full academic, professional, and human potential. So if you can, please consider donating. The website you can make a donation at is hughtdouglas.org. That's Hugh, then the letter T, Douglas.org. 215-592-9494. And obviously we are here to support Hugh, particularly this week in this anniversary week, which we know is brutal for Hugh. All right. Jaws on Hurts. Jaws did it for a long time. Hurts is now entering year 5. We asked Jaws earlier this week what specifically he needs to improve upon from last year. Here's Jaws. Can you just detail for our listeners what from last year specifically you feel it's critical he improve upon this season?
I think most importantly, we talked about this a lot last year, Joe, when he began to slump. I think one thing that Jalen must work on is going through his progression. When the coach calls a play and is designed to get the ball to play to A.J. Brown, and you get the right coverage, boom, you drop back that fifth step, third step, whatever the timing of the route is, the ball's out of your hand. When he gets the right call against the right defense, he is sensational. As I've studied him now and through his career, he gets in trouble when number one isn't open, number two isn't open. He's still not a quick progression reader. Now, he's not a slow blinker, but he's not as quick as you need to be to get through that progression. Now, some of it could be design of the offense, some of it could be Jalen, some of it could be protection. There are a lot of reasons that go into that. But I need a big improvement to see. By the time that back foot hits, you have gone through your progression. You may go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very seldom do guys get to 5. But you want to be a progression reader, get the ball to your hand on time with your receivers and on time with your pass protection.
Look, to me, it makes sense based on what we saw last year. We're going to be all eyes tomorrow night to see how it looks. And excited that it very well could look different with Kellen Moore and his influence and Jalen having an all-season to work on.
Absolutely, it's going to look different.
Well, I don't know
and
that
they didn't
for
really
sure.
Practice it with real bullets flying in the preseason. This is going to be, the first time they're doing this when it's real, speed.
I mean,
speed.
I think one of the most fascinating things tomorrow is going to be when Jalen is, I'll call it, sort of rushed. Not jailbreak, but sort of rushed. Does he step up or does he step out? Because if he steps up, he can.
No, that it better not be.
Well,
step
but the step
that
up
is a that's
my point.
Red flag. If
that's,
we see that,
yeah, that's my point. We'll say.
I can't imagine. And remember, a big part of why the ball wasn't touching the ground in training camp was he knew in advance where he was going with the football.
But he also
he had a plan. He had a scheme in place where if that was blocked essentially, there was a plan B.
But
last season, there wasn't the sufficient plan B, and that's what we objected
I don't agree with that. I don't think there was enough, per se, but he wasn't told, don't ever throw the ball to the running back.
It's possible didn't have that in that play. It's possible Joe, we don't know.
John,
it's possible
times,
that the running back doesn't have a release on that play.
But not for the whole season.
I understand. Yeah. It's possible that defenses prey on your tendencies and they'll send a linebacker to prevent that running back from getting out into that check down.
Look,
defenses took advantage of the stupidity of what we were doing offensively for a large part of last season.
Yes, but and I knew this last year, and Jaws said it this week, he didn't go through his progressions properly.
You're right.
He didn't.
And he needs to be coached better, and he needs to do a better job, too.
All right, let's go to Mark. He's calling from Downingtown. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Hi, Mark.
It was a wonderful hour with Jason Kelce. It was really awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
It was something special.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, and by the way, let me just say to everyone listening, Mark, to you and everyone listening, Mark, give me one moment if you can. I said earlier this week, in the next couple days, we'll detail our full schedule. We're actually, like you saw from yesterday to today, we added Jason Kelce. We're still working on still other things. So
there's more?
There may be more. So as soon as we have it, it's like a Ginzu commercial, but wait, there's more.
Is it in your book, in your schedule book?
Yes. So, Mark, as soon as we have it all, we'll detail it for you. But we've detailed about half of it so far.
Awesome. Can I just start off by saying James answered the phone and called me Marcus.
Oh, no.
The only time I'm called Marcus is when I'm in trouble by my mom. And
well, so. Dude, you could be Marcus Aurelius and be like the wisest guy 2,000 years ago, who I just bought a book on, you know?
Yeah, it's all good.
The only true emperor of Rome.
Actually, I'm a dork. I bought two Marcus Aurelius books recently. But
why?
Anyway. Because one is a book about
it
him.
It seems like there's a little bit of overlap.
And one is a writings, his writings. So first I'm going to read the book about him.
I have that. I have that.
Yeah, I've heard
the writings of Marcus Aurelius.
I heard it's an incredible book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mark, what do you got? Birds, Phils, talk to us.
Well, I'm actually really concerned. I can't believe there aren't bone fragments in Bryce Harper's arm from getting hit by that pitch. I mean...
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again.
I think he's okay.
He thinks that Harper, he can't believe that Harper didn't get hurt worse.
Mark, I agree 1,000,000%. A trillion percent.
And as far as the Eagles go, I'm not concerned about the offense. I think the offense is going to produce points. The defense, I still have questions about, and that's why I told James, I think Jake Elliott might be one of our biggest allies.
Look, man, he's a great kicker. You kind of hope you don't need to use him too much, obviously.
And you hope that the Green Bay Packers, it comes down to a last second, they have an undrafted rookie kicker that they literally added a week ago.
So it's not that Mason Crosby that we've seen for 77 years?
They cut a guy and they just decided they're going. They're like, yeah, he's going to be fine. I'm going, well, that's an odd choice to go for a team that's supposed to be pretty good.
All right, Mark, give me an answer here. A scene with a plane.
Sure. Before I give my answer, can I just wish you the best of luck? Can you give me a 5 for 5 tomorrow for Beat the Hammer?
Okay, let me say this to you.
The Hammer!
Has no doubt. All right.
Awesome. And wait, my scene is
Mark. Are you Mark, kidding? Now I'm going to start answering the phone, Marcus, a lot more often with these calls.
Are you joking right now?
Mark's a Hammer fan.
Yeah. No, I like the competition, actually. But
there hasn't been any recently.
That's a good point, Rhea.
Mark, I'm a human mop. I just mopped the floor. All right? I mopped the competition.
You're a human.
You got mop-like qualities.
A human sop.
You guys remember when Nick Foles' hair used to look like a mop? It's like an upside-down mop. You know? Remember that?
Never thought about it that way.
Rookie Foles, he's all shaggy and stuff. All right, Mark, give me an answer. Scene with a vehicle. Plane. Air.
The end of Space Cowboys when Clint Eastwood landed the space shuttle.
All right, my man. You got it. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, do you think Devin White, who we know is not going to play tomorrow in the game, did not travel with the team to the game, and is reportedly now a backup, and reportedly perhaps being traded, maybe, like could be. They tried to, apparently, reportedly. Do you think Devin White will even play this regular season for the Eagles? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. James, let me ask you a question here. I had referenced earlier, I think the player with the most intrigue for us to watch tomorrow is obviously Jalen.
Jalen, yeah.
For me, number two is Bryce Huff. Like, what has this guy got? Do you agree with that number two, or would you have someone else?
Oh, I think it's definitely Bryce Huff.
Who's your three?
So I think Saquon,
like Saquon Barkley's an Eagle?
Yeah, but I'm
John, that's a big one.
It's a big one. I'm excited to watch him, but if we're talking in terms of like, can they hang? It's Mekhi Becton. I'm watching Mekhi Becton, and the offensive line, the blitz, the whole thing. That I think Bryce Huff for me is my number two, but I think Mekhi Becton's right behind him.
Rhea, who are you excited to see for any reason tomorrow to discern what they have or just to see what, you know, with excitement that this guy's going to dominate?
Thank you for using that last word. I want to see Jalen Carter dominate.
Yeah.
I want to see the guy that I saw in the first 8 games of last year when I thought he was going to be a mauler. I just think, you know, he looks a little bit faster. It looks like he's lost a little bit of weight, like better, not like lost weight, but better conditioned. I want to see a guy who can go the whole season. and who can like literally be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
That'd be cool. I mean, John, he is. That was quite a rookie season until it wasn't. So we'll see what he's got.
I can't wait to see Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson, not as a receiver.
You're not going to see a lot of Johnny Wilson.
You'll see maybe two plays.
Dude, they just got John Dotson. Like, Johnny Wilson's not going to play much.
Is he even going to dress?
I don't know. He might not.
You guys
he may be waiting
understand.
A long time.
You guys don't
he's a
understand.
Six-round pick.
We have two tight ends. You know that, right?
Like, I'm aware.
We have two tight ends.
Well, they're bringing a third
on
up on game day.
Roster.
EJ Jenkins is going to be the third tight end for game day.
Do we know that for
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, they can bring guys up
why
in the practice
wouldn't
squad.
They just use Johnny Wilson as a blocking tight end? Johnny Wilson is going to have a bigger role in this offense because of all the little hints that they've left us, a little trail of crumbs through camp that this guy is way better than we thought at doing all the tight end stuff that we don't have tight ends that can do. Like, we need Johnny Wilson.
We'll say.
More, like, a lot more than people realize.
Well,
and
a lot
we
more
haven't
than,
talked about it at all.
That's for sure.
He's, in my mind, he's our number two tight mm-hmm. end because he's tougher and better at run blocking than the other tight ends. He's not a tight end, but he's going to play like one, and he's going to create the mismatches that allow this rushing offense to be one of the best in the NFL this year.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.